reports, and then we have your billing address. That's 2455.
You're not sure. We can get you approved, and it's good for now.
Except if you could do it for 45
minutes. Correction.
Hi, Wendell, please.
He's not in.
Okay, is there a better time I can reach Wendell?
He comes in and out all the time.
Okay, I can always try back later. You know what, is there like a CFO or office manager that Wendell has that I can speak with?
That's him, you talking to him.
Okay, well maybe you can help me, help lead me in the right direction. What is your name, sir?
Trey.
Trey, hey Trey, my name's Julian. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. Just looking to follow up on a finance offer we mailed out to the business just a few weeks ago here. I have you pre-approved based on the business's past history with GE Capital and a positive D&B credit profile. We don't just work with any business. We pre-selected you guys. So I just wanted to reach out, see if you got an offer. Just quickly, we specialize in working capital and equipment financing. So if you guys are looking to bring on some new trucks or anything like that for the summer, like I said, I already have you pre-approved. Do you or Wendell have any plans of that nature, bringing on any new equipment or any plans for expansion, anything like that?
I wouldn't think right now.
Okay, is there a certain time of year where you guys look to bring on new trucks or anything like that?
Not really. I mean, right now we're kind of all in the hole because the oil field's not doing too well. We've cut back 85% of our hands. We have a bunch of our trucks that are actually off right now, off our insurance, just sitting.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Pick up a little bit.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a similar story with a lot of other construction and businesses of that sort that I've been talking to. A lot of it has to do with oil prices, and I think the elections as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. Votes, huh?
Yeah. Well, I can always follow up with you guys in a few months, maybe catch you at the right time when you're looking to bring on some new equipment. But keep in mind, we also do working capital financing, which is unsecured cash. And you can use that for any, you know, general business purposes. Some businesses use their working capital programs as sort of help during slow periods to just, you know, maintain equipment or pay rent or, you know, for payroll or whatever. And those are typically like three months to 24 months payback terms. So if we were to deposit, you know, say a couple $100,000 in your business bank account, is there anything that you guys can do to make some more money for the business, or could it help the business at all?
Not right now. I mean, we got plenty of cash flow right now. We've cut back.
I gotcha.
Pretty, like I said, we've just cut back and cut back and cut back.
Well, you guys have been
As of now, we wouldn't even think about needing money until it blew up or oil field comes back.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds like you guys have been pretty smart about with the industry right now. A lot of businesses I help are trying to cut back, but it's sort of too late, you know what I mean? So the fact that you guys did it ahead of time, maintaining good cash flow, that's awesome. Trey, I'm sorry, you said it was Trey, right?
Yes, sir.
Trey, I can check back with you guys in a few months. Maybe, like I said, catch you at the right time when you're looking to bring on some equipment. We've been on for 14 years, so we have really good programs, really good rates. If you're looking to get any like new or used equipment. But like I said, I'll check back with you. Is there a good email I can reach you or Wendell at just to send you a follow-up email with some quick information?
T-R-E-Y
at
WILKERSONTRANS.com.
Okay. That's Trey at WilkersonErans.com. ERANS.
Trey at Wilkerson. Yeah, Trey at WilkersonTrans.com.
Wilkerson, okay. Okay, Trey.
How about $200,000 personal loan?
A personal loan? We only do commercial, unfortunately, man.
Well, I am on buy a commercial fishing vessel.
Yeah? You looking to start your own business?
Thinking about it.
Oh, there you go, man. You know what? Just for your own FYI, a lot of banks don't do startup loans. They won't even touch you if you're just starting up. But we actually do have startup programs.
Oh,
So.
All right, that'll work, man.
Yeah, man. So if you're looking to start your own business, you can give me a holler too. But like I said, I'm going to shoot you an email right now.
That'll work.
All right, Trey. Appreciate your time, man. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.